This is KUT. It's the fifth day of early voting on Proposition 1, which will decide regulations for ride-hailing companies such as Uber and Lyft. Lyft is currently offering free rides, up to $10, to the polls. Some folks have suggested that's illegal. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey investigates.
First, I thought I'd nab myself one of these free rides.
Hey, are you Sarah?
Yep.
Hey, I'm Audrey. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So I was hoping to go to my closest polling station.
I have to come clean here, listener. I didn't actually cast a vote. I haven't yet registered to vote in Texas. I'm new. I tried. It didn't work. I'll register before the general election. I promise. Back to my free ride. How was driver Sarah Kaminsky going to get me to a polling station?
We got a text message, and it has a link for your closest polling polls, and I'm going there right now.
Maplewood Elementary. I got out, thanked the driver, then began calling a bunch of people.
This is one of the oldest tricks in the book in terms of helping people get to the polls in the hope that they would vote for your cause.
Jim Henson directs the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas. He says political parties do this all the time. The politician's not usually driving or even in the car. In this case, a corporation's acting like the political party.
So there is something materially different and new about this. The companies themselves very directly involved in the politics of this measure.
To me, it doesn't pass the smell test.
Former city council member Laura Morrison is with the Anti-Prop 1 campaign.
How different it is when you have, nonprofit organizations come and give folks rides to the polls where there is absolutely no financial benefit in the mix, whereas with Lyft doing it, it's a different story.
Normally, a ride with Lyft costs money, meaning a free ride has a clear monetary benefit. But it's not about the benefit. It's about the benefit's direct relation to my vote. My driver did not pitch me, even when I prompted her to. That makes this transaction totally legal, says the UT Law School's Ross Fisher.
Because they're not requiring the rider to go vote or to go vote a certain way or to vote at all, then they're not offering something of value in exchange for someone's vote.
According to Texas Penal Code, you cannot offer a gift in exchange for a vote, for or against. My free ride was not given once I showed an I voted sticker or proved that I had voted for or against Prop 1. I simply hitched a ride. But as for one law, Lyft rides will be subject to campaign finance. Lyft will report these costs in their next PAC filing due today. Oh, and one last thing. Remember my polling station, Maplewood Elementary? Not a polling station during early voting. Lyft's working with the full list of polling stations, not just early ones. A difference of hundreds of places where you cannot vote until May 7th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.